Appreciate him being with us here today. And Glenn, I know there's a lot going on when it comes to the farming world.
Yeah, this is a busy time of the year.
And I know if we look at some of the national headlines, even today, there's a couple different things of note. I know we had talked over the weekend a bit about the president, President Trump, some of what's happening to agriculture as a result of budget measures. And I'll let you talk. I mean, is that starting to hit us right here in Pottawatomie County, right here in Kansas?
It could. It presents us with an opportunity for some education. We'll put it that way. President Trump has proposed a fairly major cut to farm programs, and, the past few years have not been kind in the farming world. We've experienced some really low income levels, and so our farmers are hurting out there. And he's proposing cuts to the crop insurance program, which would really hit us hard. In times of low income, we really count on crop insurance to make sure that we can assure our lenders that we will be able to at least meet our requirements. So,
in fact, one proposal would cut the federal crop insurance program by $28 billion over, and that's with a B, over 10 years. Programs that provide crop subsidies, they would lose $9 billion, something to that effect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we took big cuts in the last farm bill, last two farm bills. We've taken fairly large cuts. So we kind of feel like we've already paid our share. And to be honest, that sounds like a lot of money. It really is a drop in the bucket in terms of the federal budget. So it really won't do much to balance the budget, but it will put ag producers in jeopardy.
And, the interest, and you'd mentioned, of course, farmers have had falling income now going on. I mean, it's fourth straight year. Mm-hmm. And I remember some horrible reports coming out in recent months of what it's doing to our farmers. I mean, is it really as bad as we're hearing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's not projected to get much better for the next two or three years. Of course, weather and, international things can play a role in that. But to be honest, a lot of us are hunkered down for two or three more years of not good conditions.
It does make you almost question. Farming is so crucial to our economy and what we do. And you hear of folks having to go almost belly up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that bad.
It is. And a lot of my friends in Southwest Kansas, it is really bad out there. They had two or three years or several years, 5 or 6 years of really bad drought, followed by a really good year last year yield-wise, but the crop price was terrible, and now they've had the snowstorm, and we don't know what that's done to the wheat crop again. So, there's a real crisis, especially out in western Kansas, and it's moving this way. So, I don't mean to sound dire, but we are concerned.
And, of course, I'd mentioned earlier you're with the Kansas Farm Bureau Board, and I imagine they're working on some things they're trying to do, maybe specifically some of the different aspects that they're looking at.
Oh, sure. We're trying to be proactive and get out in front of this and make sure that, if there is a crisis, that we have everything in place to help producers with those problems, and working with, of course, K-State and Extension, and making sure that producers have tools available to them.
Now, I know you mentioned that you had an opportunity to visit with CNBC recently, so you're getting to the international level.
Yeah,
you've been there before.
Yeah.
That's not totally foreign to you.
It's reached all the way to some of the major news organizations and asked about our concern, and so I shared with them the same things that I'm talking with you about. It's a tough time for us, and we sure don't need the safety net pulled out from under us. And crop production, food production is a matter of national security. If nations depend on food production, and we want to make sure that we continue to produce all that we need and be able to export some too. So,
one other topic that was on the National Wire this morning, you said you had a little bit of an acquaintance with this, had to do with the Swiss agribusiness giant Syngenta, and it's introducing, of course, of a genetically engineered corn seed variety. People, you hear that, and it kind of, over most laymen, it just goes right over their head. But why are these things so important to us?
Well, I kind of laugh or chuckle about this. Most of the time, this quoted restrictions China's put on us. And most of the time when they restrict importation of GMO products, it's more of a political thing than it is a scientific thing. And, you know, and now we've got a group of lawyers. We've been contacted about this a couple times on our own personal farm. And, you know, I don't know what to make of it exactly, other than I do know that the talk about GMOs and foreign nations not importing our GMOs is really based more on politics than it is on science.
Well, while we have you, you mentioned your own operation. You know, how are things going? What's weather done to you? You know, too much rain, not enough. You know, there's always that battle, that back and forth.
Well, you know, we never have too much rain. I can figure out what to do with this when it's wet better than when it's dry. But it has pushed our planting back a little bit. We're not late yet. We should finish planting soybeans today. Got a few fields that we put some new terraces on and got some rocks. So if you're free this afternoon, I'm going to be picking rocks up this afternoon. So, but it has been, you know, we had a few days we were down due to rain, and it's kind of pushed us back into we should be putting hay up now. And there's always something to do this time of the year.
I did hear there was pretty bad fire, hay bale fire in your county too.
Yeah, yeah, and we
over the weekend.
Sure feel bad for the people involved in that, and hope that everything turns out okay. But it's one of those dangers of agriculture.
Animals are doing good.
Oh yeah. That's one thing about the rain. The pastures are great. The cows are look really good, and you know, life is good when it comes to livestock.
Well, and I'm going to go ahead and let you brag a little bit. I know FFA, and we were talking about the future of agriculture. That's what it's all about. And I know the FFA folks were in town. You had a little bit of a local connection to that too.
Sure.
I think. Go ahead, Dad. We'll let you brag
you know
a little
I mean?
Bit.
Well, sure. I got to spend a few days at the FFA convention, both as a Farm Bureau board member and presenting some awards, but also as a proud dad. The Rock Creek FFA won the state livestock judging competition, and we get to go, or the kids get to go on and represent Kansas and Indianapolis in October at the national competition. And as a livestock judging alumni and former coach myself, I'm just pretty proud of my daughter and her three teammates that got to go on, and it's a real honor. And anybody that's never spent time at the FFA convention really needs to go. It will really make you feel good about the next generation. It's a great place to see some incredible young people.
You still own a blue jacket of your own? Or?
Yeah, but you know, it's shrunk over the years. It's
Dave
much
Lewis
smaller
was
than it was.
Same thing in the other room, yeah. It kind of happens.
Yeah, that corduroy must shrink over time.
that must be true. That must be what it is. Well, anything else to add today, Glenn? I know there's all sorts of different things we could get into, but anything else?
No. You know, like I say, it's the time of the year we're out and about on the highways, and I'd ask people for their patience and their to watch out for us on the highways. Our tractors move quite a bit slower, and so. You know, keep that in mind as you're coming up on us. But no, this is my favorite time of the year. We're rolling through planting, and the crops are coming up. The pastures are green. The animals are happy. No, this is a great time to be in agriculture, even with the difficulties ahead of us. So.
Appreciate your reminder. I was with a group of motorcyclists yesterday, and we came across a farm implement. And we were able to get around it, but you still got to be careful.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're traveling under 30 miles an hour, so you're going to come up on us pretty quick.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Glenn Bronco with us today. Again, Kansas Farm Bureau board member, Pottawatomie County rancher and farmer. We'll take a break. And we come back, we're going to be talking, kind of switching gears just a little bit. Linda Utoff will be talking about Gypsy. And of course, it'll be fun to hear what the plans are that way. One busy lady sitting across the desk from me now. Again, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.